Hello everyone, and welcome to Nina's Nihongo Zone, the monthly bonus episode in which I talk about all things Japanese language. This month, I'm going to talk about the definition, history, and use of a pretty loaded word, banzai. In Mobile Suit Gundam Double Zeta Episode 16, Melee Aboard the Argama, a group of survivors from the now-destroyed Endra tell Goten that they have formed Endra Corps, and before the group sets off on their mission to capture the Argama, they all cheer banzai together. What exactly does banzai mean? When is it used? And what are its connotations? The word banzai is composed of two kanji or characters, the first meaning 10,000, and the second meaning age or years old. Wishing someone 10,000 years as a way to wish them long life originated in China during the Han Dynasty and over time came to be used exclusively for the emperor. From China, the phrase spread to Vietnam, Korea, and Japan. The first recorded use in Japan is in the Nihongi, which is also called the Nihon Shoki and is the second oldest of Japan's classical chronicles. It describes banzai being used as a cheer in 642 CE to honor the emperor after the emperor's prayers brought rain. But it wasn't until the Meiji era that banzai was used by crowds to cheer the emperor directly. One source I consulted made the point that before this era, the emperor was a distant and mysterious figure to most Japanese people. It was after the promulgation of the new constitution in 1889, and during the modernization of the country and the solidification of a national identity that followed, that these kinds of gestures proliferated. Gestures like cheering banzai, singing the national anthem, or displaying a photograph of the emperor made even people who could not vote feel a sense of unity with each other and a sense of belonging to one nation. Used in this sense, it's similar to the English phrase, long live the, king or queen. It's a direct wish for health and longevity of a monarch, but also an abstract expression of national pride. However, at this time, we also see banzai being used in contexts entirely unrelated to the emperor, such as the slogan, Jiyu Banzai, or Long Live Freedom, used by the Freedom and People's Rights Movement, a pro-democracy movement in Japan. As an American, my first exposure to the term and the strongest associations it has for me originate in World War II. Tenno Heika Banzai, or Long Live His Majesty the Emperor, served as a battle cry for Japanese soldiers in the war. In many battles, Japanese infantry were heard shouting Banzai before attacking Allied positions, and so the term Banzai Attack or Banzai Charge came to be well known among Allied soldiers. In theory, kamikaze pilots were meant to shout banzai just before their planes crashed, although it's impossible to know how many actually did so. Nowadays, banzai is often used as a happy, celebratory cry by a group of people, like hurrah, hooray, huzzah, even down to being shouted three times. There's an accompanying gesture of raising both arms up each time it's shouted. It's also used in a more formal and ritualistic way at the dissolutions of Japan's House of Representatives and at the enthronement of an emperor. While seeing soldiers shout banzai in this episode certainly harkens back to its usage by soldiers in World War II, don't be surprised if you see banzai come up in other contexts. It has many uses, and only some of them have those nationalistic connotations. And that's it for this month. Don't forget, if you have an idea for a Nina's Nihongo Zone topic or a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at gundampodcast@gmail.com. The intro song is The City by The Kyoto Connection. The outro song is Brain Power by Mila. You can find links and more in the show notes. And as always, thanks for listening.